Beth Wysong, co-director of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program is 17 years old this year. 17, almost two decades old.
Yeah, exactly.
To what do you attribute the longevity of the program?
Oh, wow, the community support for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, obviously without Katie and Kay, the program wouldn't be thriving as much. But just the community of DJs that want to hear the kids on the air, mm-hmm. and the interest of the kids coming in to become DJs, I think that kids just love it here at Katie and Kay. It's mm-hmm. a special place. They get to use their voice. It's a safe place, and it's something different than school. It's a great learning experience in an authentic classroom, and the more kids learn about it, the more kids want to sign up. And I mean, over time, I think since I've been here, I've seen it grow quite a bit for that reason.
Today, actually, two young men came in. They look like they might be in seventh grade, sixth or seventh grade, and they just walked in the door and, you know, we want to be DJs. Did you talk to them?
Oh, yeah. I spent about 25 minutes with them. They go to Ross Montessori and they walked over here because they don't have school today.
Oh.
And they said, we want to be part of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. And I was busy, but I stopped and I said, okay, this is why I'm here right now, to talk to the kids. In the 25 minutes that they were here, we brainstormed a new show that they want to do.
Wow.
We're going to try it out. We're going to create a podcast together, and it's all about science, and they want to air it on our website. We're going to try it out. So we now have a new concept for kids to come in, and it was all their idea, and they ran off after that meeting, and they're going to develop their show and bring it back to me. And that's community involvement right there, when a kid can walk up into a public space like this and say, I have an idea, and yeah, I'm going to help you make it happen. And it was all them.
Yeah.
So I have faith that when kids are excited about an idea and they're given the tools to make it happen, mm-hmm. and the resources and the support and the mentoring, kids can do it. And
yeah.
that's the point of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program, is to empower kids to use their ideas, use their voice, and make it happen. And I'm so grateful to Katie and Kay that they help support that.
Well, Beth, talk briefly about the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program itself and what it offers.
Well, we have four main components to our program, and what people know most about are the live radio shows that we do here on Katie and Kay mm-hmm. on Sunday afternoon, Monday afternoon, and Thursday evening. We also do classroom collaborations with teachers from Aspen to Parachute. We get to go into schools and record projects that teachers are doing in their classes and,
oh, wow.
and air poems and PSAs on Katie and Kay airwaves. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Katie and Kay for giving us that time. And we also have a peer mentor program where older DJs can work with younger DJs during their radio shows. We just started a news team where we...
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah, we work to produce our monthly public affairs show. And we're working with Katie and Kay, you and mm-hmm. Raleigh, to create fun, kid-focused news stories that they deem worthy.
Exactly.
And it's giving them another use of their voice in very challenging political times, mm-hmm. and they're navigating through that information and figuring out what's real and what's not for them.
That's excellent. It's like media literacy class.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the goal, for sure.
You know, some listeners still associate Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program with Katie and Kay, which is okay because you use the Katie and Kay studios for your office with the kids and obviously on the air. But Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program is not affiliated with Katie and Kay.
Yeah, we are working on the language. We say we're partner organizations.
Okay.
And we're funded separately.
Okay.
But Katie and Kay graciously gives us in-kind office space and gives us airtime. We're grateful for everything that Katie and Kay gives us. I think it's a great partnership, and I believe that getting kids on the airwaves really helps Katie and Kay just as much as Katie and Kay helps the kids.
I think it's exciting in this digital age when you see everybody just staring into their smartphones and, you know, listening to like Sirius XM
or
and
Spotify,
right?
Or Pandora,
Spotify. That's what I was trying to think of. That these kids come in and they're actually excited about hands-on radio.
Oh, it's
very true.
Sort
of the old-fashioned radio. What is it about radio that excites these kids?
I think it's having an authentic audience. that's actually listening. And they know that people are out there. When people call in, they get so excited. When people call in and say, wow, I'm listening to your show, they know that somebody's listening. Mm-hmm. I see that sparks fly when they're on the air and somebody calls and they know they have listeners. And at the same time, you know, they're on their own in the studio, mm-hmm. and that's safe for them. I've had multiple students say, I can use my voice and nobody's making fun of me. Yeah, I mean, I heard it twice last week. I had DJ Finno, he's been here for about 3 years now, and he's been saying that all along. He can close the door and nobody's making fun of him. You know, he's grown so much because of that. And then DJ Sunshine, Maya Pedersen, who's also on our board of directors.
She's great.
She is. She's one of our top DJs who's very committed to the program. But she says what she loves about radio is that she can close the door into the studio, and she's no longer Maya. She's DJ Sunshine, where her worries about applying to college, about her anxiety at school or her problems with her friends, it goes away for an hour. Mm. And she can express herself through the music that she loves. And she's really evolved musically. I mean, she's listening to Joni Mitchell and jazz and all these amazing things. Mm-hmm. And she's keeping me hip to what's cool at the high school right mm-hmm. now. But it's just amazing what these kids walk away with by being the DJ Finnos and the DJ Sunshine and the DJ Superstar Awesomeville, like Lily Weber. And,
Awesomeville?
Yeah. They just have great names, and mm-hmm. They can forget about their problems. And I think it's the same for the adult DJs here mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Radio is a place that I believe can combat isolation. For the listeners and the DJ, they have an audience, and in turn, the listeners get insight into youth culture. I'm so grateful to KD&K for providing that opportunity for kids, and I'm so grateful for Anne-Marie Zanka, who started the program when I didn't even know I'd be in Carbondale when the program was established, but I'm so grateful for where I ended up, and I could talk about it for hours and hours, and I do, so...
Well, Beth Weissong, co-director of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, thanks so much for your enthusiasm and your work and for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
No, thank you, Beth.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.